Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Gunner and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
The Valley's new country leader.
Thursday, May the 28th. My name's Gunner. That's Cheyenne.
Hey,
looking
hey.
Like, who's the guy with the piano? Pepsi guy, the guy playing on the piano.
Stevie
Pepsi.
Wonder?
Is that Stevie Wonder? No,
you got
Ray,
the right
Ray,
one, baby. Uh-huh.
Ray Charles.
Oh.
Ray Charles. Why are you looking like Ray Charles this morning, Cheyenne?
So I am getting LASIK surgery next week. So I have worn either. So I started wearing glasses when I was in the fourth grade. Got my first set of contacts in the sixth grade, and I've worn them every single day since then. And finally, I took the steps to say, you know what, I'm going to get LASIK. I'm going to do this for myself so that I don't have to poke my eyes anymore. And the biggest thing is like in the middle of the night, I have to fumble around for my glasses, you know?
When you say poke your eyes, you're talking about putting contacts in.
Okay. Yeah, because then you got to pull down your skin. You got to put your, you know, and it's a pain. So I made the choice to get LASIK. Yesterday, I had my pre-op appointment, which also included eye dilation, which I didn't know was going to happen. So it was like a surprise. But my eyes are still dilated, like extremely dilated.
How do they dilate your eyes?
It's a drop that they put in, and it just like blows your pupil out so the doctor can see like into your eye. And my non-medical, non-educated guess is that because it's a surgery, it's more of like a deeper dilation than just a regular eye dilation. Because I've had my eyes dilated before.
Okay.
And it was like maybe 12 hours, and it was fine. I woke up the next day and could go to work, could drive. It was fine. Today, not so much. So it's still pretty bad.
So if you take the sunglasses off this morning, you don't have any, like, I don't even want to look. My nerves are just already shot.
I keep trying to, like, rip them off so that you can see because you don't do well
with
that.
But it's one giant black pupil. Like, there's no color.
There's a little bit of color. There's a little bit of color. But, I mean, if you ever wanted to see into my soul, today is the day to do that.
I feel like it wouldn't look any different to me because my wife's got, like, really dark brown eyes, right? So it already looks like one giant pupil.
Right. But I have very pretty emerald green eyes, and you can see it. Like, it's very obvious
that
pupil is huge.
So why do they do that? They look into your pupils just to make sure everything's good for
Yeah, they look back into it. Like, he had this really cool magnifying glass, Dr. Matthew Heller. He put it up to my eye, and there was a lot. It was really cool. It's been such a cool, fun experience getting ready for LASIK. But this is, if this is the worst 24 hours I have in the next week until LASIK, it's fine.
Okay.
Like, I'm okay with it. It's just, I already get migraines, so I'm really nauseous. I don't feel well, and having two pairs of glasses on is really irritating.
Yeah.
Because I have my glasses on, and then I have my sunglasses on over top of it.
You just kind of look like a rapper. You know, the rappers, when they do their radio interview, yeah, the hood up.
Put my hood up.
Sunglasses on. We're just going to have to deal with that this morning. That's all right.
Yeah.
All good.
So it's an interesting experience. Actually, the hood, jokingly, I plop my hood on and it actually makes my eyes feel a little bit better because it blocks the light coming in from the top.
There you go. What are you wearing a winter jacket this morning for anyway?
It's not. It's my running jacket. I'm just cold because you like it negative 10 degrees
in here. We got an excessive heat warning outside. Of course I want it cold in here. And I'm not paying power bills, so why not? Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader, Gunner and Cheyenne. I found a little piece of audio that you may appreciate, Cheyenne.
Okay. I'm always nervous.
No, it's based on what you've told me you've been watching lately. Okay.
Okay.
It's been a video that's been going around.
All right.
I've had my adventure. I don't need something new. I am afraid of what I'm risking if I follow you into the unknown.
No!
Into the unknown.
No!
Watching The Office a lot.
I am. I'm on season 5.
You started at episode 1, season 1.
Yes, and the now pilot.
Yeah.
Pilot season, which was not good. Now I'm on season 5.
How many seasons are there?
9.
9 seasons.
Yeah.
Wow, look at you.
I know. I literally watch it. Like, Easton sees me turn Netflix on, and he's like, no.
Because he knows you're going to be glued there for a little bit.
Yep.
And yeah.
That's what we watch. It's just, it's fine.
That's good. Well, last night in Salt River Fields was senior night. And what two movies were shown last night, producer JP?
High School Musical 3, which I got some sweet dance moves from next time I'm on a wedding reception dance floor. And The Breakfast Club.
How'd it go?
It was great. We had people out there. There were seniors. There were people celebrating birthdays. There were people hooting and hollering and beeping their horns, which is what I love, stirring the pot and getting people riled up.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice to smell the fresh air?
I love how you actually took a whiff of it,
I know.
Too.
Isn't that nice to smell the fresh air? Yeah.
I love it.
You
so
stay,
great.
You stay the whole time, or how long did you stay?
I snuck out right before The Breakfast Club. I've also seen that movie about 25 times as well. So
okay.
I didn't stay. I made it halfway through.
Okay.
Makes sense. We have early mornings here at Canada.
Yeah. Yeah. we sneak out of things early a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially on a school night. Yeah.
We just kind of like tiptoe out the back.
Campbell Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. Speaking of seniors, our senior salute being brought to you by the Marine Corps and Sanderson Ford.
I want to say congratulations to Melanie Cooley. She graduated from Florence High School, class of 2020. I just want to say how proud I am of her, and I love you. This is Jamie Mills from Apache Junction.
Melanie!
Oh, get ready. One big trivia game, 6 minutes away. We're tied up, 5 games apiece.
We'll see what's going to happen.
Here's Chase Rice now, Camel Country, 107.9.
Turn it up and play along. We all got our smarty pants on. We all know who is the smartest. We about to throw down and have some fun. Well, Gunner knows a lot of stuff. And Cheyenne is a trivia buff. Check it out, Camel Country is the name. We'll be in the 107.9 Hall of Fame.
Welcome to our one big trivia game.
Just one big trivia game.
It's Gunner versus Cheyenne. I will ask you guys trivia questions. First to 3 wins. Your name is your buzzer. Let's find out which gender reigns supreme today. Right now we are all tied up at 5 apiece. Cheyenne is going to be using her excuse of her eyes being dilated by the LASIK doctor yesterday if she ends up losing today.
I'm blaming Dr. Heller.
Which makes no sense. Just close your eyes and listen to the question.
Okay, eyes are closed.
All right.
Okay.
Producer JP, go ahead.
Here we go. What color is in the middle on a stoplight?
Cheyenne.
I think I heard Cheyenne.
Yellow.
Yellow is correct.
Woo.
What kind of a question was that?
Called a softball. We're getting the ball rolling here.
All right.
Next question. Around this time in 2003, Angelina Jolie divorced what bad Santa
Gunner.
Actor?
Bad Santa was Billy Bob Thornton. Oh.
That is correct.
Yeah. I was like, please get it wrong. Please get it wrong. I actually know this answer.
One for Gunner, one for Cheyenne. Today is National Hamburger Day. Name 3 ingredients in a Big Mac.
Gunner. We got Thousand Island dressing. We got cheese. We got lettuce. I can keep going on if you want me to.
You know what? I'm saying incorrect.
Oh, what?
Ooh.
Incorrect.
Because it's going to be like Big Mac sauce or something?
Onions?
Yes.
Lettuce?
Yes.
And cheese?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cheyenne gets it.
Oh, yeah.
The correct answer.
Lame.
2 all beef patties, special sauce. Lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
No, it's Thousand Island dressing.
But it's not called Thousand Island.
All right.
Sorry for the grievance. 2 for Cheyenne, 1 for Gunner. Next question. What is the name of the bear in the movie The Jungle Book?
Gunner.
Baloo.
Baloo the Bear is correct.
Whoa. Nice one. Nice one.
Two apiece.
Yes.
Okay. Next one wins.
For all the potatoes.
Name me one of the top two selling spices in the world.
Gunner. Pepper.
Pepper and mustard are correct.
Wow.
Gunner is the winner.
Okay.
I'll take it.
I'm not even going to use an excuse. Nice.
Pepper. I mean, I had like Johnny's on the mind.
So
is Johnny's one of them or no?
I see pepper and mustard. One, two. Best right. spices. So
I was totally thinking Johnny's. That's so funny.
No, but then and then salt and then that's out of spice.
Yeah, that was my secondary thought.
All right, I'm up 6-5. How about that? Taking the lead.
Nice job.
All right, one big trivia game back tomorrow morning at about this time right here in Camel Country, 107.9.
Here's what's buzzing in Camel Country.
Gunnar, I know you're excited for this. Las Vegas announced that they are on track for opening June 4th, which, believe it or not, is next week.
Wow. Yeah. I am excited about that.
I know you're super excited. One of the hotels that is opening up is the Bellagio. So the big heavy hitters are opening up. But what's really cool is that Derek Stevens, he is the owner of the D Hotel and Golden Gate, which are on Fremont Street. So not on the Strip, but in Fremont. He, to promote and encourage people to come and travel to Vegas, he has been offering to pay for 1,000 one-way flights. Now, this was yesterday that this happened. Those flights went like in a blink of an eye. But since then, because they did go so quickly, he has actually offered to pay for another 700 one-way flights.
Hooray!
Now, it is only for specific dates. It is one ticket per person. But they are offering flights out of the Phoenix Mesa Gateway.
So on Allegiant, Airport. Coming on Allegiant over to Vegas.
Right, but it's a quick flight. You blink and you're there. So if you are interested in that, I mean, it is a one-way flight, so you know you got to pay for your way back. But he's going to get you to Vegas, which I think is super cool. And we can expect Vegas, again, to open up June 4th. And sometimes, you know, even history has to get put on hold. Even for CEO of Tesla, Elon Musk, his SpaceX historic launch that was supposed to go yesterday ended up getting put on hold. Because the weather was bad. So they pushed it to Saturday. So if you were waiting to watch that live yesterday, you're now going to have to wait until Saturday, May 30th at 3:22 p.m. The extra 2 minutes is important.
What were you saying about that particular rocket? They've had two failed attempts already. And now they're going to put humans on it and then send up for a third one.
No, I did not say that.
Who told me that?
I don't know.
I heard that from somebody.
I don't know. Who got that from?
That wasn't you. That was somebody. We got family over.
Did you watch Apollo 13 or something, Gunnar?
No, because I heard what they were saying yesterday. I don't know. I didn't verify. But the two SpaceX attempts without humans in them failed. So the third one, they're putting humans on. I'm like, why, if you're a human going on this rocket, the first two have failed, how do you feel good going on the third one?
Right, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
And then you get delayed. So you have all of this anxiety going into this flight.
Yeah.
And then it gets delayed and now you got to go through it again.
I know.
That's going to give you a heart attack. Brad Paisley is doing the best that he can in quarantine, and he is making the best of video conferencing. So this guy managed to wiggle his way into a Zoom nurses conference with over 600 nurses on it. And I mean, just listen to what
several points I want to make and topics.
Hang on. Wait. Haven't these nurses been through enough, Jay, that you don't have to put them through this presentation right now?
It's Brad Paisley. Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm here to save these nurses.
Every nurse that needs a break, let me buy you a drink. There ain't no wine beer.
He's like, oh, wow. So nice of you to join us. Like he didn't know it was going to happen. I love it. You can take us with you wherever you are headed, whether it's into town, to work, the gym. Take us with you. All you got to do is download that free radio.com app on your smartphone. I'm Cheyenne, and that's what's buzzing on Camel Country 107.9.
Excessive heat warning again today. Breezy, look at a high near 109. Take a look at the drive-in. Producer JP.
A couple of accidents to report in Phoenix on 35th Avenue, northbound between Dunlap Avenue and Sherrill Drive. It's closed, so avoid that area. And then Tempe, two lanes are blocked on I-10 eastbound east of Broadway Road. That's exit 153B all the way back to exit 153.
We are 6 minutes away from Cheyenne's dad joke of the hour. Right now, Cam Brown on Camel Country 107.9.
It's not a bad joke. It's just a dad joke. Cheyenne's dad joke of the hour.
Hey, Gunner.
Yeah.
How do you stop an astronaut baby from crying?
How do you stop an astronaut baby from crying?
You rock it! Waking on up the Phoenix sunshine.
Gunner is spreading the love.
Aww. One call at a time.
This is...
I love you, man!
This is I Love You, Man. I call strangers on the phone somewhere in this great country of ours, and I always end the call with...
And I love you, man.
Will they return the love? Love is the theme of today's calls, as I call music sections at stores.
Okay.
Needing help to find the artist who sings a particular love song.
All right.
And it's me... A man singing a love song, ultimately, to the music section employee.
I'm so excited about this. Okay.
Let's see what happens here. This is the music section of a store in, I got to go to Georgia first. Here's Georgia.
This is Jonathan. How can I help?
So I heard a song on the radio not too long ago. It's kind of stuck in my head. I'm hoping that if I like sing it to you, you can help me figure out who the artist is who sings it.
I can do my best.
Because I'm... How do I live without you? I want to know. How do I breathe without you? If you ever go, how do I ever, ever survive? How do I? How do I? Oh, how do I live?
You know, we sell electronics here, and we don't really even have CDs or records. Or
you know, the next line would be, without you, there'd be no sun in my sky.
That's great.
Well, Jonathan, I love you, man.
Okay, I love you, too.
Oh. Why is it that whenever you sing, it is the most enjoyable, not enjoyable experience?
I have no idea. I picture Gunner clenching his fist while he does
it. I know.
Too. Oh, I got into it.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
I turned all the lights off in here, and I had one little spotlight on me as I was doing it. Here we go. Here's the music section of a store in Florida.
This is Ken.
There's a song stuck in my head trying to figure out who the artist is. If I sing it for you, do you think that'll help? You know, try and identify who the artist is?
All right, whatever, go on.
I'll make love to you like you want me to. And I'll hold you tight all through the night. I'll make love to you when you want me to. And I'll not let go.
Go. Tell me to. Boys to men. Boys to men.
Man, we should be like a power duo, man. I think we sounded great together there.
Go on the road. Me and you. Forever.
Ken, I appreciate it, man. I love you, man.
Love you, too. Ooh.
He sang with you and gave me the I love you.
That was my most enjoyable call that I've ever made with I love you, man.
Sounded so pleasant. Probably don't quit your day jobs, though.
That is I love you, man. Camel Country 107.9.
Gunner and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
The Valley's new country leader.
Can you just not look at me, please?
Yeah. Oh, Cheyenne. I just whacked my teeth on the mic.
She had her eyes dilated for LASIK yesterday, and she's wearing sunglasses in studio. It's just weird.
We could turn the lights off.
It's crazy.
Could you operate with no lights on?
No, probably not.
Okay, then.
What's the best excuse to get out of a speeding ticket? A new study found that playing dumb and claiming you didn't know you were speeding works 32% of the time, which is the majority of the time, according to this study.
Interesting.
Just play dumb.
I mean, maybe it's not playing dumb. Maybe most people just don't know.
I mean, you're off in La La Land thinking about, like, what you're doing for dinner that night. You know, what you have to look forward to at work. You know, how you're going to explain to your boss that you're late. You know, that whole thing.
Right.
You know, you're just not paying attention. But, Phil, you've gotten out of a ticket one time. What happened, man?
Basically, I just said, like, hey, I was being tailed by someone, and I kind of just needed to speed up and then sped up to get out of, you know, this. I was like, someone was tailing me, so yeah. I just wanted to get out from being tailed by someone. And
right.
then also too, I also have family that are police, so I use that as an excuse.
You
well.
Name
and sometimes
dropped.
It works. And I actually have a photo of my family member in the glove compartment. So like when I ask that question, I literally go, hey, can I reach into the glove compartment,
oh,
please,
stop.
So that they know
Let
that
me get my registration out. Oh, hey, look at this photo.
Look at that photo that fell out of the dash.
Weird.
So weird. It's a person in uniform.
Yeah. So that's my go-to.
All right, Phil. I think that actually works.
I feel like that's a little bit of a stretch.
How have you gotten out of a speeding ticket? 602-260-1079. You can also text us your story at 22108. Here's Luke Combsdale, Camel Country, 1079. Well, if you get pulled over and get a ticket, maybe heading home, fixing the drinks, got to be the first thing you'll do. It's a stressful time.
It can be.
I have flashbacks with this study to the time that I got a speeding ticket of doing, what was I doing, 95, 96, and I had in the 65.
95 and a 65.
Oh, my gosh.
And the good old 202.
Yeah.
5150, Gunner got nabbed by the popo. Not driving slowly, 94 popped by smoking. 5150, cop showed him the photo. Gunner could be fine or locked in the poke.
Yeah, I got the other fine. I think it was like $400.
I'm really glad that you pulled that out of the archives to play that song.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It has.
Yeah. We're talking about speeding tickets and ways to get out of a speeding ticket. Based on a study, the number one way to get out is just by playing dumb. Number two, I'm late for work. Works 20% of the time.
Okay.
And number three, there's a medical emergency.
Ooh, that has gotten my mother out of a speeding ticket. However, it was a medical emergency. My brother was having a really bad asthma attack. Then she got an escort from where he pulled her over to the hospital.
So that does happen.
It does.
I wondered that.
Yeah,
like
it does
when
happen.
When my daughter, the whole Wilms tumor thing started, when they said get to the ER, I was speeding to the ER.
Right.
And I'm like, well, if I get pulled over, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'd be like, well, I'm going to the ER with my daughter. You know?
Right.
Think you would have given me an escort?
I don't know. I mean, if you compare your situation to my brother having an asthma attack,
he
couldn't breathe. So, I mean, then they were already in the car. Like, his asthma attack started in the car. So it's not like she could have called 911. So she, you know, kept driving to the hospital. But, I mean, when you compare apples to oranges, probably not.
602-260-1079, heading out to Phoenix. Hi, Jamie.
Yes.
So you got out of a speeding ticket because the unique spelling of your name.
Yeah.
Okay, so producer JP has your name written out as Jamie. I'm assuming that's not how you spell Jamie.
No, it's Jayme.
Was the officer just really impressed with the spelling?
No, he said he felt bad. And I knew, I mean, when he pulled me over, I was like, oh, crap, like, I need to own this one. I knew I was going a little faster than I should have.
What were you doing?
How fast was I going?
Yeah.
It was probably like 60 in a 40 or a 45.
Okay.
Like people do that a lot.
Yeah.
And they pulled me over and I went to go get all my license and registration and my insurance. And then he took it to thank you and he came back and he's like, you know, I feel really bad for you that you probably don't get a lot of license plate keychains from family or friends when they travel. And I was like really confused. I'm like, I'm sorry, what? And he said, you know, because your name isn't spelled normal for Jamie, so you probably don't get a lot of souvenirs from people when they travel.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
Yeah, it's totally a bummer, but it's okay. And he's like, you know, I do, that sucks, so consider this a warning. And I was like, that is so weird. Thank you, but that's
It's kind of, okay. Yeah, it's kind of random.
But you know what? I would notice something like that's something that I would notice too, and that would be a thought that I would
so
have.
So you saw Jamie's name. You're an officer. You pulled her over. You see her name, and you're like, oh, she must not get those little fake license plates.
Yeah, no, that would totally be something that crosses my mind. Because like even though my name is relatively common, it is super hard for me to find souvenir stuff with my name on it. So that is something that I would totally think about.
Yeah, I mean, I deserve to have gotten a ticket. My name shouldn't have gotten me out of it, but I wasn't going to argue with
you. Yeah, no.
It really breaks my heart.
Awesome. Jamie, thank you so much for the call this morning. Have a great day.
You too.
Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. Dennis is in Mesa. What's up, Dennis?
Hey, I got a question for Cheyenne.
Okay, what's your question?
Cheyenne, now you've got to be honest, okay?
Okay, I promise.
Have you ever done the conventional woman thing of unbuttoning your shirt and being real pretty to get out of a ticket?
I can honestly tell you, no, I have not.
Stop.
No, I have not.
Oh, come on.
I have been pulled over less than 5 times in my entire life.
All 5 of those times, you didn't look in the mirror and kind of,
No. The first time I was like 17 and I bawled my eyes out because I legit did not know that I was speeding. Uh-huh. And all the other times it was either a female cop or a police officer that I babysat growing up.
Hey, this day and age, it would work on a female cop.
Okay. 602-260-1079. Talking about ways that you've gotten out of a speeding ticket. I read a study earlier about the majority of people get out of speeding tickets by playing dumb, according to this study.
Right. But it doesn't always work. I have a buddy who lives here, and he lives in Gilbert, and he has a license plate that has, it's black, and it's got one blue stripe to support, you know, police officers, and one red stripe to support first responders. And he swears this is why he doesn't get pulled over, because a cop will get behind him because he speeds everywhere. Because speed limits don't exist to him. And he says they'll get behind him and then they just don't pull him over.
Well, if you think about it, like if you are a police officer following a guy that supports police officers or may be another police officer.
Right.
You may look the other way, right?
I don't know.
Oh.
I'm not a police officer, so I don't know how I would feel about it.
Yeah.
Like they're still speeding, they're still breaking the law. I don't know.
I don't know. You're a police officer and you kind of look the other way with those license plates. Text us at 22108.
We don't need to know who you are or what department.
You remain anonymous.
Yeah.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
So you got pulled over 7 times before you actually got a ticket.
So that's correct.
Wow.
I don't.
your prior 7 times. I mean, were they like extreme speeding? And how did you get out of those, first of all?
Well, I don't remember all of the situations, but one of them I was getting off of my midnight shift, and I had cruise control set at 74, and an officer had been tailing me for a while, but I didn't know it was him, because he was in my blind spot and then lane over.
Yeah.
Pulled me over, and he asked, do you know how fast you're going? I said, yes, it's 74, because that's what my speed controller's at. He goes, oh, well, I had you at 76, and I'm like, well, I set at 74, so he's like, all right, and then he gave me the ticket.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense.
There was enough doubt there for him to doubt himself, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another time was I cut a corner so I didn't have to wait at the light to turn left.
Uh-huh.
And someone ahead of me did the same exact thing, but the officer pulled me over. And I told him, if you're going to give me a ticket, you got to go get that guy, too.
So when you say you cut a corner, did you go through, like, the gas station or something?
Yeah, yeah. There's a light at the end of my street, and I cut across it.
Nobody wants to wait at those long lights.
Just
you
cut
know?
Through the parking lot.
Yep. So told me I had to go get that guy. If he was going to give me a ticket, he was all right, you got me.
But the trend that I pick it up on with you is that you always have, like, a legitimate reason.
Yeah.
Right? So from my cruise control was set, the guy ahead of me went as well. You're going to get me. You got to get him as well.
I try, yep.
602-260-1079. I'd love to know how you got out of a speeding ticket.
Here's what's buzzing in Camel Country.
Well, I think a big question that a lot of parents have coming into summer is, will summer camps happen, yes or no? The good news is that the overall picture, according to Maricopa County health officials, is that yes, both day and overnight summer camps will be happening. But they do say that parents really need to do their research on their camps because camp is going to look different. Whether we like it or not, it's going to be different. And parents really need to follow the rules that are set forth by the camps. So one thing that parents might see on overnight camps is that there might be plexiglass between the bunk beds. And also, they do say that if a camp, for example, says if your child's coming to a three-week camp, they need to stay home and quarantine 2 weeks prior to camp, then those are rules that parents need to follow because it's just ensuring the safety of all the other kids who are going. So keep your kids home if that is what the camp says. But yes, camps will be available. We could also be seeing Disneyland and SeaWorld opening up really soon. This is really exciting. So basically, what's happened is that Disney World in Florida has been released to open up. They are set. But then they sent their plans to Disneyland and California Adventures.
Okay.
Orange County Mayor has approved that plan. But it doesn't mean that they're going to be able to open. So right now, what they're waiting for is the governor to approve. So the county mayor and health officials approved of the plan. They like the plan, opening up at smaller occupancies, social distancing.
Right, it'll probably be similar to, what was it, Tokyo? Or which Disney were we talking
Shanghai.
About before?
Shanghai. No. Yeah, I think it's Shanghai.
Where the 20% capacity.
Yes.
Everybody has to wear masks.
Yes.
Even when you pose with the character and you swear you're smiling under the mask.
Smile with your eyes is what you're going to have to do.
And then the lines, you know, being 6 feet apart and stuff like that. So that's good.
So now all they're waiting for is California governor approval. Dolly Parton has really gotten her creativity on while in quarantine in the form of song. Her latest song is called When Life Is Good Again. Take a listen.
I don't have that music. Because it's up on the website. Check it out.
It is definitely there. I'm Cheyenne, and that's what's buzzing on Camel Country 107.9.
Website, camel1079.com. You can also check us out on social media, at Gunner and Cheyenne, Instagram and Facebook. Cheyenne's dad's dad joke of the hour is on the way here in about 6 minutes. Scotty McCreary now, Camel Country 107.9.
It's not a bad joke. It's just a dad joke. Cheyenne's dad joke of the hour.
Hey, Gunner.
Yeah.
Why doesn't anyone want to shave a crazy sheep?
Why doesn't anybody want to shave a crazy sheep?
Because it's a bad idea.
Waking on up, waking on up the Phoenix sunshine. Gunner and Cheyenne on the radio. It's Camel Country. Waking on up.
Like unzipped your jacket as you said that joke. It was kind of weird.
I got really hot, so I've got really bad headache, and so I'm really nauseous. And when I get nauseous, I get really hot really fast. And I'm trying not to vomit.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, at least you got a big jumbo garbage can next to you.
I know.
That's good.
Like I all of a sudden didn't feel really well, so it was either sneeze, because that's my body's reaction to wanting to throw up, is sneezing. It's either sneeze or like get hot and hot flashy and. It's kind of my body. It's weird.
Today is Thursday, May 28th, a very special day today. It is National Hamburger Day.
Woo.
National Hamburger Day.
Good morning.
It's morning.
What's for breakfast?
I want a hamburger.
For breakfast.
Yeah, for breakfast.
Cheeseburger or hamburger?
Personally, I prefer hamburger.
I'm having a mandatory hamburger.
What is it, National
Hamburger Day?
As a matter of fact, it is.
Yes, it is.
I love hamburgers.
Who's got the best hamburger in the valley?
Ooh, that's a good question.
602-260-1079, best hamburger in the valley. We asked the question on Facebook. Majority so far.
A lot of people have said In-N-Out, which, I mean, I get it's a good burger, but I also, like, I don't crave In-N-Out. What I do crave is Five Guys, and there's a couple of Five Guys on here with some good grilled onions.
See, I mean, they have good burgers, but I think, like, best burger in the valley, I think, like, a tavern burger.
Yeah.
Where they deliver the burger with a knife right down the middle of it.
Right? It's just like oozing ingredients and just greasy. Like when I think good burger, I think of like I need a hangover burger. You know, something that's just, it's greasy and it's not going to make you want to hate your life because you don't feel well. It's going to make you want to hate your life because you're so full of deliciousness.
There it is. Best burger in the valley. 602-260-1079. You can also text us at 22108.
Gunner and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 1079.
The Valley's new country leader.
Today is one of those zany holidays we can really get behind.
Yes.
It is National Burger Day! 73% of people, according to a new survey, like burgers.
Only 73%?
Should be 99%.
99.9.
Leaving 0.01 for the vegetarians
exactly.
out there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Let's head out to Rio Verde. Hi, Val.
Hi, good morning.
So who's got the best burger in the valley?
I have two favorite places, the Burger Bar in Scottsdale, and I like cold beer burgers. Their Juicy Lucy is delicious.
Okay, so the Burger Bar, that just sounds amazing.
It sounds so good.
What was the second one?
The second one is cold beer and cheeseburgers.
Oh, I love the name of the restaurant. She said the Juicy Lucy.
Yeah, it sounds phenomenal.
I love when people name their restaurants what they serve.
Right?
Cold beer, cheeseburgers. You know what to expect when you walk through those doors.
It's like our games. You know exactly what you're getting because the name of the game is what the game is.
That's exactly right.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Who's got the best burger in the valley? 602-260-1079. You can also text us at 22108. Somebody texted in. They're calling out for who you think is the best burger, Cheyenne.
Okay.
They're calling you out. I'll tell you who it is next. Oh, somebody's calling you out, Cheyenne.
Okay.
It's Camel Country 1079, the valley's new country leader. Text from the 602. They spelled your name Cheyenne, Shyanne.
If I had a dime for every time that happens in my life.
Cheyenne is one of those weird people who thinks Five Guys is better than In-N-Out. You're one of those weird guys.
Well, Cheyenne, First of all, if you were to ask me in normal, like in regular life, if I was normal or weird, I would tell you I was weird. So that doesn't surprise me at all. But second of all, like, Five Guys is just my taste. Like, I enjoy the taste of Five Guys better than I do In-N-Out. I do like In-N-Out. But if you said, hey, do you want to go to Five Guys or In-N-Out? I'm going to go Five Guys for sure.
This texter says In-N-Out is the best fast food burger by far, next to Smash Burger.
Smash Burger is really good. I have had Smash Burger.
And then that goes on to say, best in the valley is my homemade burgers.
I mean, you can't get past a homemade burger. That's true.
I know, but I mean, I don't know. There's something about just a fast food burger that
is greasy.
Yeah,
it's good. It's like, yeah, I make a great grilled cheese sandwich, but when I have my grandma make me one, it's way better. You know, it's just somebody else making it makes it better.
Dude, put a burger on a grilled cheese sandwich. How about that?
Making a grilled cheese sandwich healthier, right? Best burger in town is in Cave Creek and the Hideaway.
Okay.
All right. Text with the 602, Paradise Valley Burger Company.
That is on Facebook, actually. Somebody posted that as well.
Text of the 602, the original Mel's Diner from the sitcom.
There's a Mel's Diner in my hometown, so I would agree with that.
Harvey Weinberger on 16th Street in Camelback.
Okay. We've got somebody else saying Giant Burgers in Mesa, hands down. I don't know where that is.
The Attic had the best burger. So is the Attic not around anymore?
Not that I'm aware of.
Right. I've been under new management, and now the burgers just aren't good anymore. It's always possible.
Yeah.
New management changing the recipes.
602-260-1079. Hi, Bailey.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing okay. Who's got the best burger in the valley?
I'd have to say In-N-Out Burger.
In-N-Out Burger.
Why do you think it's the best in the valley?
I'm actually from Oklahoma, so we don't really have very good burger places. And I don't even like burgers, but they're probably the best.
What do you get at In-N-Out? What's your burger?
I think it's number one.
Just the basic cheeseburger?
Yeah, just basic.
Just the one patty. I always get the two patties. I feel like the one patty is just too thin. You don't,
yeah.
know, like, you don't get like the full juiciness effect of a burger.
No, I totally agree with you. But then if I get two patties, I feel like a little fatty. Like I can't justify it.
Oh my goodness.
When you get a burger, just enjoy it. It's a sacrifice. You know, you're just kind of you're screwing the diet over that day. Just enjoy the burger, you know.
That's a good point.
In all its juicy goodness. Bailey, thank you so much for the call this morning. Have an amazing day, okay?
Yes, sir. You as well.
This is for you, Cheyenne.
What is this?
said you feel like a little fatty. The Fat Albert theme song.
Oh, I would have never guessed that. I've never seen it.
Oh, you never seen the Bill Cosby kids? Oh, okay. All right. I guess it was years ago. But I think it's just the front of that song that makes me think, like, I feel like a fatty. I don't know. Now there's going to be so many people that are going to be going through, like, In-N-Out or some drive-thru. They're just thinking about, who's got the best burger in the valley? You can text us at 22108. Man, I'm just craving a big old juicy burger right now. I can't figure it out. I don't know why.
I know. I'm starving right now.
It's Campbell Country, 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. It is National Hamburger Day. Looking for the best burger in the valley. You can text us at 22108. We're going to get to some of these here in just a moment. Our senior salute from the Marine Corps and Sanderson Ford.
Bryce Walker from Desert Ridge High School. Congrats, big bro. Good luck in all of your adventures to come.
Yeah,
Bryce! Text rolling in at 22108. Smash Burger is the best burger in the valley.
Have you had Smash Burger? It's good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Whenever I go there, I always end up getting chicken for whatever reason. Because you
like chicken.
I know. I was like, I feel like a big juicy burger, but I'm going to be somewhat healthy and get chicken.
Yeah, this is the point. With like, if we were to take you to hands down the best burger place and you see a chicken sandwich, you're still going to get the chicken sandwich.
Best chicken sandwich that I get is always at Red Robin with the California chicken burger. Yeah. I love that one so much.
I know you do.
And every single time, like back when Red Robin was open, I'd go in with the with the goal of trying a new burger. I'm like, I'm going to get it. But then every single time, I always get the California chicken burger.
I know.
It's good.
You just can't get rid of it.
Jim's Burgers and Eggs in Surprise. Best burger in the valley.
All right.
Text of the 480, Handlebar Pub and Grill in Apache Junction. Best in all of Arizona.
Wow. Ooh, wow. That is a bar to be set.
Rehab Burger in Tempe.
Okay.
Big Daddy's in Cave Creek. In-N-Out or Freddy's? It's Freddy's.
Freddy's is...
Oh, they got... That's kind of like they got the steak burgers.
Yeah.
I know what that is. Steak burgers and milkshakes.
Yes.
Del Taco Double Double Del with cheese.
You go to a taco place to get a burger? You know what? I've had that, and I could back that up.
Somebody said Chili's, too, as one of the best burgers.
Chili's? I haven't even been to Chili's in years. I couldn't even tell if it's good or not.
Danny in Mesa, how's it going, man?
Oh, not bad. Just emptying out my work truck.
Well, that sounds exciting.
You're just what on your work truck?
Emptying it out.
Oh, emptying. What's in the what's in it?
Just stuff from yesterday. I'm a plumber, so.
Okay, like old toilets and stuff.
Yeah, stuff like that.
You want to get that out like day of?
Yeah, I try to, but, you know, there's not too many people that'll accept it in their dumpster.
Oh, I gotcha. All right. Danny, who's got the best burgers in the valley?
Carl's Jr., hands down. I mean, you can't beat Carl's Jr. You've got the flame-broiled taste, and it doesn't taste like it's made on a griddle.
Yeah, you gotta include the whole flame-broiled thing in there, too, though.
Yeah. I mean, he makes a really valid point.
Saddle Mountain Brewing Company in Goodyear, their bison burgers are on fire.
Oh, bison burgers. That sounds so good.
Bison is so good. Oh, it's like yummy. A really lean meat, right?
Yeah. So good.
It's like it's better for you than chicken, from what I've heard.
You're still going to choose the chicken sandwich,
I still
though.
Probably would, but I've had a bison burger in the past. It was good.
Yeah,
it was
really good. Delicious.
Camel Country, 107.9, the Valley's new country leader, Gunner and Cheyenne. As you know, my sister's name is Karen.
Yes.
And whenever I come across great things that have to do with Karen.
Yep.
Because we know what what's the stereotype of a Karen?
She's calling the manager. She wants a supervisor.
Even though her name is Karen, she still loves us making fun of her.
Oh, she loves it because she makes fun of herself.
Oh, it's great. I can't wait to send this to her. Listen to this.
New from Entitled Toys. It's the Karen Says CNC. Now your children can learn the ways of the Karen just by pulling a string.
Wait till you see my Yelp review.
And Karen comes to life.
What do you mean this coupon is expired?
22 scathing Karen comments and all.
Mask? You can't make me wear a mask.
It's the Karen Says CNC.
I am calling the police.
It's the Karen Says CNC. Who knows what Karen will say next?
I need to speak to your manager. Now!
She'll love that.
Oh, she's going to love everything about that.
Now!
K Camel Country, 107.9, the Valley's new country leader, Gunner and Cheyenne. We've got Erica Nichols. She's the general manager of the Bluebird Cafe in Nashville. Have you ever been, Cheyenne?
No, I haven't. I've actually never even been to Nashville.
What?
I know, and it's one of the places I want to go so bad.
The Bluebird Cafe, I will mention, it's not what you like would expect when you roll up to it.
Okay.
Right? You probably hear that.
She laughs because she knows what you're talking about.
You probably hear that all the time, right, Erica?
All the time. People are like, is this it?
You think of it, it's like a strip mall that's been there for many, many, many years.
We have a beauty shop next to us. It's been there about the same length of time. The Bluebird will be 38 years old next week.
Wow.
Okay. So we're having a week of celebration. So check out all of our online, you know, social stuff because it'll be really fun.
And is it a laundromat on the other side?
It's a baby store.
Oh, it's a baby store. That's just, yep. It's just like this. It's just like in the middle of like this strip mall.
I'm not overly surprised to hear that. I don't know what I was expecting, but I don't think if I were to see it, I wouldn't be shocked.
I think I was surprised because I was watching the show Nashville, which, you know, features the Bluebird and at least the outside of the Bluebird, and just everything you know this cafe that has launched the careers of so many country superstars, from Taylor to Garth to Trisha, Faith Hill, you know. And then you see it. But, I mean, it's the experience of what you have on the inside of the Bluebird that is like none else.
Right.
I think so. Just it's got, when you walk into the room, and as you say, you know, on the television show Nashville, they actually did an exact replica of the club on the set.
Oh, that's cool.
So it also was tiny. But you walk into the room and there's an energy in that room that kind of belies its space.
Listening to you guys talk about it makes me extremely jealous, but I can feel it. Like, I feel like your guys' passion for it. Mm-hmm. And I think that really speaks volumes about what the Bluebird Cafe is.
Well, Cheyenne, you need to watch the documentary because I think we've captured the feeling of it. And, of course, now the documentary is about as close as you're going to get to that experience until we sort of settle down with the pandemic.
Yeah, that's something else, too. So, yeah, the documentary is called Bluebird. It is it's on the streaming services, Amazon Prime. I'm looking at it right now on there. You said it's on iTunes and Apple?
Yes, and okay. iTunes has a great playlist from the movie, so you'll hear, like, parts of songs in the movie, but if you want to hear the whole thing performed by the people that wrote it, you can do that on iTunes, which is really cool.
That is Erica Nichols, general manager of the Bluebird Cafe in Nashville. I'm sure you've at least heard of the Bluebird.
Oh, yeah.
But the documentary's out. It's 99 cents this week.
That is a steal of a deal.
Because it's their anniversary coming up.
I love
it. Garth Brooks, Faith Hill, Vince Gill, Steven Tyler, tons of others are in the documentary. So definitely check that out. The full interview with Erica Nichols is going to be up on demand, camel1079.com or on the radio.com app. We had a great conversation with her where we asked her what her favorite story is and her favorite, just like when you're with friends and they ask you what you do, I work at the Bluebird, what's your favorite memory?
It makes sense to ask that.
And she shares with us a memory that's really cool. And I guess she was a waitress there way back in the day. Like really early on, and now she's the general manager.
So crazy how things just come full circle.
Yeah. Check out the full interview we have with the general manager of the Bluebird on our website, camel1079.com or on the radio.com app. Just search for Gunner and Cheyenne. Here's Carrie Underwood now, Camel Country 1079. Oh, it is National Burger Day. I have a feeling drive-thru is going to be more packed than usual today.
Oh, yeah.
Especially after our discussion all morning.
People getting hungry, starving.
Extremely hungry. This time right now is normally our lunchtime.
It is.
But the time that we get up in the morning, the time we get here and get things rolling, and it's lunchtime right now, and the old tummy is just gargling away.
Oh, dude, I'm starving right now.
Who's got the best burger in the Valley? It's a discussion we were on earlier this morning. So many text messages coming in, and... gosh, which one? Where was it? See, I lost it again. There's a lot of people that are like, why aren't you mentioning this burger place? But there's so many that get texted in at 22108, and I don't
Everything just
to...
gets pushed down, and Haven, you can't see it.
Haven Burgers in Mesa.
Oh, okay.
That's one that I said that I'd shout out. The Habit in Avondale.
Okay.
Roll and Teresa's in Avondale. Buffalo Chip in Cave Creek. Mm-hmm. Cave Creek's had a lot of burger joints texted in today.
Yeah, they have. What about Monkey Pants Bar and Grill in Tempe?
Just because of the name.
I know.
Yeah.
The Chuck Box has gotten a ton of messages into us as well.
The Peanut Butter and Jelly Burger at Arizona Wilderness.
The Peanut Butter and Jelly Burger.
How would that taste?
Amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I love PB&J sandwiches.
I know, but you throw that on a big old juicy burger?
I don't know how I feel about that. Be honest with you guys.
Just the sound of it? Have you had it?
Yeah, I've had peanut butter and jelly burgers before. I've had bananas and bacon on burgers before. Come on, man.
Okay, no, is it how it sounds? The peanut butter and jelly burger. So it's an actual beef patty with PB&J on there?
Yeah, you got the sweet, you got the salty, you got the burger.
You can't knock until we try it. I've never had it.
That is true.
And you're looking at a bald dude with a beard that hasn't met a burger that he hasn't liked, okay?
That's where my skepticism comes in.
Yeah.
You like all burgers.
Mm-hmm. But can you claim it as like the best burger in the valley? It just doesn't sound good. But
I don't know.
It's worth a shot. I'll try it. The Chuck Box, no doubt. Best burger in the valley.
Yeah. That's what a lot of people on social media are saying as well.
You can text us at 22108. You can also join the conversation right now on Facebook, facebook.com/Camel1079. It's Campbell Country, 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. Gunner and Cheyenne, our senior salute for the Marine Corps in Sanderson Ford.
Jordan McDonald, graduating from Scottsdale Christian Academy. She's headed to play basketball at Colorado Christian University in Denver on a scholarship. We are so very proud of you, Jordan.
Jordan!
If you have a senior you would like to be a part of our senior salute, you can text the word grad to 22108. We'll text you back with all the details. We were talking about the peanut butter and jelly burger just minutes ago.
Yes.
I guess at Beer and Cheeseburgers, they have a peanut butter and jelly with jalapeno jelly.
Oh, cold beer and cheeseburgers?
Cold beer and cheeseburgers, the name of that restaurant.
Blech.
Come on now.
I don't eat jalapenos, so nothing about that sounds exciting.
There's something magical about going to a place that will say, hey, for $5 more, we'll give you another patty and another patty and as many patties as you want to make the perfect cheeseburger with whatever you want on it.
So you've been to the cold beer and cheeseburgers?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I just love the name of the restaurant.
So
you
do
just
I.
Keep it simple. This is what we serve.
Like it or love it, leave it or go. I mean, what are you going to do?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.